Luke chapter 18, and we'll read from verse 9. And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves, that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee, I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes to all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. And they brought unto him also infants, that he should touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked him. But Jesus called unto them and said, Suffer little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall in no wise enter therein. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest me thou good? None is good save one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honour thy father and thy mother. And he said, All these I have kept from my youth up. Now when Jesus had heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and follow me. And we'll look to God to bless his work. When we first look at this parable, we see two men who went up to the temple. The temple was called the place of prayer. And we see a Pharisee went to the temple. And this man stood proud and boasted of all he had done. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee, I am not as other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. If we are ever going to find our way into heaven, it's not going to be through prayers like that. The other man, he had the right attitude. He wasn't boasting of what he'd done. He was beating himself on his chest where his heart lies. And from out of the heart cometh what a man is. But this man's in his pride, he boasts about what he's done, what he's given to charity, his church work, going to the temple every week. If you have a desire to get into heaven, it won't be these things. It'll be through the person of Jesus Christ. He says, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. If you're depending and getting to heaven through anything else other than Jesus Christ, you're not going to get there. And if you don't get to heaven, there's only other one place for you. And I'm sure that you know where that is. It's a place called hell. There's nothing we can do. We may have sin in our life. We may think if we give up this and we give up that, everything's got to be okay, I'll be saved. But that's not the way. You must be born again. The Bible says you must be born again. You must see your sin for what it is and repent of your sin. Repentance is a change of mind. To turn your back in your old way of life and say, I'm finished with it. Christ, I want you and I'm going to follow you. You're going to my life. And there might be things in your life that you can't give up. You might be sitting here tonight, you might be saying, I've got drugs, I've got this and I've got that, and I can never give them up. And quite right, you can't give them up. But you take Jesus Christ into your heart, and I promise you, if you are sincere with him, he will help you to give up all the bad habits and the sins of your life. And we see the publican standing afar off. He would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. This is how we've got to come before God. We've got to see our life and our sin for what it is. And we've got to ask God sincerely to forgive us for our sins. Then we looked at verse 18 there. A certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest me thou good? None is good save God. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honour thy father and thy mother. And this man had kept, he said he had kept all these from it, for he was a little boy. This was a good man. And as we've seen with the Pharisee, he looked at the publican and says, I'm not like this man. If you're dependent on the badness of others to get you to heaven, you're going to go down to hell with the bad person that you're dependent on being better than. We sometimes measure ourselves compared to other people. But I'll tell you, in God's eyes, sin is sin, no matter what it is. We see the rich man here, and he tells Jesus that he's kept all the commandments. And the Lord says, Yet lackest thou one thing, sell all that thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, follow me. This man's riches was his God. The first commandment, thou shalt love thy God. This man had put his riches before God. And when the Saviour said, Come and follow me, I wonder what he looked at. With all his riches, and he looks at the Saviour with nothing. Nowhere to lay his head. Standing there with nothing but his clothes and his bark. Was he going to give up his riches to follow this man? I tell you, that's how the Lord says it was going to be hard for men to follow him who are rich. And I ask you tonight, where does your heart lie? Does it lie in your riches? Does it lie in those things that you long for and desire? If you're ever going to make it to heaven, you're going to have to turn your back on these things and see them as that publican seen them. Have mercy on me, a sinner. It was good that this man recognised he was a sinner. And we just hope that everybody in here tonight would recognise us as sinners if they haven't already done so. And then we read of the children, and they brought the children unto him. And Jesus said, Suffer the little children to come unto me, forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom as one of these little ones shall no wise enter in. And what the Lord is saying, you've got to have the attitude of a child. If you tell a child something, it believes you. It takes it as truth, and it comes. And this has got to be our attitude when we come to God, believing his word. For his word says he cannot lie. And if you're going to be saved tonight, all you have to do is believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for that awful life that we've lived. And turn our back in that sin and say, Lord, I want to follow you for the rest of my life, and he will save you. He's standing with arms wide open tonight. He made a promise. He said, I stand at the door and knock. I tell you in the meeting, it's you that's got the hand in the handle. The handle's on the inside of the door. Christ on the outside. If you will open the door, he will come in. So we'll leave you with us tonight, these thoughts. Hope you think about them. And We ask God to bless it to you.